It's 11 trivia questions on UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. Today's episode is all about UFC trivia. So if you're a fan of mixed martial arts and fighting and stuff that's a little bit realer than WWE, you are in the right place. I am recording this episode on behalf of my friend Jim Fields, who picked it as his Patreon topic some months ago. So Jim, I hope you have fun answering these questions along with any other UFC fans out there. If you want to join Jim in supporting the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks my way. For $5 a month, you get to pick a topic that we record at some point on the show. And sometimes I get to them right away. Sometimes it takes me a few months, but here we are catching up at the end of 2019, the end of the decade. Today we did some Christmas shopping. I am going out to dinner, taking my hosts out to dinner, all my trivia hosts in Southern California. So there's about six of us, plus me and my wife, and we're going to Buca di Beppo, which is one of my favorite places to have some Italian food. So we're going there in Pasadena, California, and we got some very cool gifts for everybody. We're going to wrap up six things, and we're going to have all six hosts pick one thing based on little challenges that we're going to do at the table, and they can swap afterwards and all that good stuff. So should be cool. I will share those gifts maybe on tomorrow's episode, since they will have them at that point, just in case any of them happen to be listening to this episode. But I did get a gift for myself. It is something I'm not going to open. It is what I call an investment toy, and it is the Friends Lego television series set. You may have seen this thing floating around. I've been getting ads for it on Facebook, and I looked it up on Amazon. I think it just came out this week, if I'm not mistaken, and it's the entire cast of Friends. So you got Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, Joey, and Rachel. And it even comes with a little Gunther and a broom for him to sweep up. And it's them in the central perk on the couch. And it's very cool. They all have a cool accessory that kind of goes with them. And it really does look like the set of the show. And then in the corner of the top corners of the set, there are lights shining down to show it's like a studio set, which I think is a pretty cool touch. So they have a couple other TV sets I've seen. Last year, they had the Big Bang Theory. They have a Ghostbusters set. They have a Back to the Future set. And they have a new one this year. I think it's about $50. It's the Flintstones house, which looks very cool. I'm not a huge Flintstones fan, so I'm not probably going to get that one. But if you're a Friends fan, you're probably going to want this set. I want to put it together, but I do know that in a couple of years, people will be like, hey, how did you get those Friends Legos? And they'll be looking for them. So the minifigures alone, usually in sets like this, always go for a lot of money because you can't get them anywhere else. And it's a very cool looking set, so go look it up if you like Legos and the show Friends. Okay, we're going to jump into 11 questions on UFC trivia. Happy holidays. I know this isn't a Christmas themed episode. We do have a few of those on the way in the next couple days before Christmas. And remember, I'm giving away cool things every day for the 12 days of pop culture Christmas. So follow me on social media at Ryan Buds on everything to see those pictures of things I'm giving away and to try and win them for you or a friend. We're going to jump into 11 questions on UFC right now. Here we go. UFC trivia. Here we go, guys. This is question number one. Who was the first female UFC fighter signed? Who was the first ever female UFC fighter that the company signed? Number one. Question number two. Where was the first UFC held outside of the continental United States? Was it Japan, Russia, China, or Puerto Rico? Question number two. Where was the first UFC held outside of the continental U.S.? Was it Japan, Russia, China, or Puerto Rico? Question number three, where is the UFC headquarters located? What city would you find the UFC headquarters? Number three. Question number four, when the UFC announced the ending of its 9-year sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch, what beer company took over that sponsorship? When the 9-year sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch ended, what was the next beer company that took over in sponsorship with the UFC? Number four. Question number five, what year was the UFC founded? Was it 1989, 1993, 1995, or 1999? Nice multiple choice question for you on the year that UFC was founded. Was it 89, 93, 95, or 99? Question number six, what is the name of the big referee who is known for starting matches with Let's Get It On? Number six, what is the name of the big referee who is known for starting matches with the phrase Let's Get It On? Number six. Question number seven, who is known as the veteran voice of the Octagon? Number seven, who is known as the veteran voice of the Octagon? Question number eight, what city recorded the largest attendance for a UFC event? Number eight, what city recorded the largest attendance for a UFC event? Question number nine, who knocked out Ronda Rousey to give her her first defeat? Number nine, who knocked out Ronda Rousey to give her her first defeat? Question number 10, what fighter was born and raised in Stockton, California, and is known for the Stockton Slap? Number 10, the Stockton Slap. Who is that? Number 10. And number 11, your two-point bonus question, who is the youngest UFC champion ever, and how old was he when he won the championship? Number 11, for 2 points, who's the youngest UFC champion ever, and how old was he when he won the championship? Those are your 11 questions for UFC trivia. Jim Fields picked this category. You can pick one too by going to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be right back in just a second with the answers. Here we go, guys. Answers to UFC trivia. Jumping outside of the octagon to see what we got right. Number one, who was the first female UFC fighter ever signed? That was, of course, Ronda Rousey. Number one, I almost bought a Ronda Rousey figure. A WWE figure today came with a contract that she signed for WWE and a table that she throws Triple H through. It has like a red tablecloth, and it's a pretty cool looking figure on sale for $15.99 this week at Target. Number two, where was the first UFC held outside of the US? Was it Japan, Russia, China, or Puerto Rico? It was Puerto Rico, number two outside of the continental U.S., as I stated. Number three, where is the UFC headquarters located? That's inside the continental U.S. That would be Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada. Number four, when the UFC announced the ending of its nine-year sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch, what company took over in terms of beer? That was Modelo. Modelo. I'm not a big Modelo fan. I don't think I've ever ordered one. I think I've been handed a few at some parties and couldn't tell you what it tastes like. Number five, what year was the UFC founded? Was it 89, 93, 95, or 99? I can think back to the VHS boxes of these fights that you could rent at like Blockbuster when I worked there and even before I worked there. And it was way back in 1993 that the UFC was founded. Number six, what is the name of the big referee who is known for starting matches with Let's Get It On? That would be Big John McCarthy. Big John McCarthy. Number seven, who is known as the veteran voice of the Octagon? Bruce Buffer. Bruce Buffer. Number eight, what city recorded the largest attendance ever for a UFC event? That was Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne, Australia. Number nine, who knocked out Ronda Rousey to give her her first defeat? Holly Holm. Number nine, Holly Holm. Number 10, what fighter was born and raised in Stockton and is known for the Stockton Slap? Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz. And your bonus question for 2 points, who's the youngest UFC champion ever and how old was he when he won? That was, of course, John Jones, age 23, the Michael Jordan number, 23. Those are your questions and answers for UFC trivia. Hope you had fun playing along with those. I think we've done UFC one time before for Kyle Bonin. So if you want more UFC trivia, just search UFC Trivia with Buds and see what you come across in terms of Google search results or your favorite podcast app listening device thing. Your question of the day is coming up right now, and it's brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com. Where does the film The Breakup take place? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Bob Saget, for who played Danny Tanner on Full House. And your trivia team name of the day is Where the Mild Things Are. Where the Mild Things Are. Use that next time you play team trivia. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.